Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Bly, the author of many books, including Foolproof Marketing, 15 Winning Methods for Selling Any Product or Service in Any Economy. Bob Bly, thanks again for hanging out with us. BLY.com, right? Bly.com?
That's it.
Hey, Bob, what's the newest book?
The newest book is a book that I have published as a Kindle ebook, but of course, thanks to CreateSpace, you can also get it as a paperback, and it has an odd title. The title is Don't Wear a Cowboy Hat Unless You Are a Cowboy, and Other Grumblings.
I like that.
And Other Grumblings from a Cranky Curmudgeon, and I publish a twice-weekly email newsletter, and it is a collection of the issues of the newsletter that my readers have said are their favorites.
Right. So check that out, folks, and find all that at Bly.com. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you hang out with Bob. Hey, Bob, talk to us some more about social media for business-to-business activity. We got a lot of the business-to-consumer sector has changed, but it has not been disrupted. And at least in terms of salespeople, it's not been as disrupted as much as business-to-business has, because it's harder and harder to get in the door to have a first prospecting call with a suspect. It's harder and harder to get through the door. It's harder than it ever was. How do we fix this?
Well, a lot of the older methods that were standard, unfortunately, don't work as well anymore. For example, I have a client that I write copy for, and his problem is that he is a sales trainer, and he says the way you used to be able to get the decision maker on the phone in B2B, you can't get them anymore.
Right.
They want to shield themselves. So the way to get to them, there are a variety of ways. Some of the methods are, as we've talked about, social media, but also content marketing. If you publish useful content in the discipline of your product, you know, we talked about flange valves, we just made up an example, and if you put on a webinar on how to install flange valves, people will come, and if they're impressed with the information, with the content, they'll reach out and call you. So one way to circumvent
as long as you obviously know what you're doing, your terminology and your methods are accurate, and they really show how people put flange valves on out in the field and not in some soundstage. It doesn't have to be beautiful. It doesn't have high production value. It really needs to have the content and some humanity. What do you think?
I agree with both of those observations. But one of the ways in which you can shortcut the sales process in B2B today is to disseminate content like a webinar, like a blog, like an article on a popular website, and through that you become perceived as an expert in your niche, and people want to work with people they consider experts.
And they've seen your face, they've heard your voice, and that's a big deal. That's basically the new way of getting through the screen, isn't it?
It is a new way of getting through the screen. You might be right. It might be the new way of getting through the screen, but it's certainly the clearest, easiest path.
Well, for example, if you can't get through to the decision maker because they're just not taking, you know, back, you talked about in the earlier segment, you talked about getting into B2B in 79. I was in B2B in 79 too. And you and I didn't have any trouble getting into the to see the decision maker. We knocked on the door and worked our magic, and we got through 9 out of 10 times. That's not like that today. People don't expect to spend time with a vendor in any given day unless they've approved it and set the appointment. And so, but what if you sent them an email, or what if you somehow you were able to connect with them in what form or fashion, and you said, "Hey, I've got a video I'd like to show you on how we think a flange valve should be applied." Well, you know what? There's a 100% better chance that they're going to open that and watch your video than they are let you in the door first.
Yes, and there are some industrial companies, B2B companies, that will take that video and actually post it on YouTube. And while
right.
most of the people watching it will just watch it for entertainment, that they will get hits from people who are actual prospects. There's a very famous company, I think the name is Blendtec, that did a video showing how great their industrial blender was, where they like put rocks and glass and,
right.
and watches, and you know, they had a huge viral viewership for their video, and it was very successful.
It needs to be accurate, it needs to be real, it needs to be human, and it needs to be as short as possible. What do you think?
It needs to be short, but also if you can have an element of interest or novelty, like
right.
Blendtec, you know, chopping up all those pieces of diamonds or whatever they were breaking.
You mean like the Bass-O-Matic? Is that what you're talking about, Bob?
Exactly.
Hey, Bob,
well,
thanks.
Yes,
thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Bob Bly, ladies and gentlemen, BLY.com. Be sure to check his website out. You'll be glad you did. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.